Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour. Left Coast time. It would be 3 o'clock here on the East Coast, 6 o'clock. Sun is shining. Actually, a beautiful day here on the East Coast in New York and Connecticut. I don't know what your weather's like all across the country. But anyway, I hope you're enjoying a nice sunny afternoon slash Monday evening after a weekend. I am Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Like my Facebook page. You can go to Twitter, Lee Elsie, at Lee Elsie, all that good stuff, and send me messages, send me emails, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Wayne Allen Root is down in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, drinking martinis with the president and having a great time. He will be back on Wednesday. It is his honeymoon, I think, marriage number 2 or 3 or 4, I don't know. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons, making everything go with an impending, I guess, hurricane coming down there to Texas. So hope everything is well down there. Well, whatever it is, I don't know. What's coming down there? Some kind of a catastrophe. Oh, okay, tornado threat down there in Dallas. So in all seriousness, we do have folks listening in Texas, so be safe, be careful down there and across the entire country. Same goes for all of you. Once again, you can always call in. You can call me at 833-927-8255. You can get to 833-WAR-TALK, just in case you're keeping score. If you're on the East Coast and you can't remember that number, you can always call my home studio here, 860-464-9490. We'll throw you on hold, get you up as soon as we can. You know, I gotta, before we get into the serious stuff, you know, you hit us, I gotta ask a question just to everybody out there in general, and feel free to send me one of those emails. Is it a certain age that you hit that then you just go over the cliff? Like, you just go over the physical cliff? Because I think I've hit that. Like, I need knee surgery, I got chest pains, I got back pains, I got head pains. Feet pains, everything. Everything hurts. It's no good, right? I was out moving around some stuff in the yard today because it was a nice day. I feel like I maybe leaned over a little bit too far, picked something up. Now, like, the spot in my back, like I pulled a muscle. Is it age? I mean, is it a certain age? I feel like I keep myself in shape. What is it that Wayne takes? Maybe I should start taking that stuff. That way I'll look and feel younger, but I just feel like there's an age where you go over the cliff, I guess. Anyway, I know who has actually already hit that age, and his name is Joe Biden. So I wanted to start, again, same commentary, a little bit different than what I started out with this morning. But finally, after all these years, the New York Times is admitting that the Biden laptop, which was falsely called Russia disinformation, is in fact authentic. Better late than never, I suppose. The New York Times releasing a major report on Hunter Biden detailing the authenticity of the now infamous laptop and confirming details about the ongoing criminal investigation into Jolton Joe Biden's son. Social media reports over their reporting, again, not reporting, under-reporting, non-reporting of this story. Facebook, Twitter, all of it. If you remember, they said they weren't going to report it because it was hacked information, hacked materials. Garbage! That was false. The laptop was not hacked, but was left at the computer repair shop because it was never picked up or paid for by the drug addict monster son of Joe Biden, right? So we know that. After a period of time, it was left there. got pushed forward, and we found out what was on it. As recently as last month, the federal grand jury heard testimony in Wilmington, Delaware, from two witnesses, one of whom was a former employee of Hunter Biden, whose lawyer was later subpoenaed for financial records that reflected money Mr. Biden received from a Ukraine energy company. By the way, let me just take a quick stop and remind you that the Russia hoax for Donald Trump, which we spent 4 years hearing on all of the progressive-leaning, not only television stations, but through Facebook, through Twitter, through all the social media sites, if you remember, everything and anything that happened through Russia was either Donald Trump's fault, or he was a stooge of Putin, or they had something on him, or he was basically, again, a lapdog of Putin, which was, again, all nonsense. Remember the hookers and the bed and the, all of the stuff that surrounded all that. And no, not one witness came forward. Not one. And yet these big networks ran that story into the ground every single night. Even now, the Russia disinformation is out there somehow, some way. Putin going across Ukraine, killing indiscriminately, is somehow Trump's fault, which is insanity. Anyway, the investigation into Hunter Biden, which began as a tax inquiry under the Obama administration, widened in 2018 to include possible criminal violations of tax laws, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Biden intentionally violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA. If you hear that word FARA on TV, that's what that has to do with. He was objectively lobbying U.S. officials on behalf of a Chinese-run company, and continues to this day to be invested in it. He was paid millions to push for the unfreezing of Libyan government assets. Hunter Biden did just make lots of his money. Hunter, he didn't make lots of money from foreign entities. He used his influence and is now President Daddy to secure those benefits. The elder Mr. Biden now oversees the Justice Department, but of course they're not going to do anything because that's Daddy's little boy. Hunter isn't 16 years old, guys. He's 50-something years old, and he spent decades corruptly making money and living a decadent lifestyle flush with hookers and cocaine. Where was Joe Biden? Where was Jill Biden during all of this? Of course, the excuse is that my brother died. My brother died, so I went off the deep end. Right? Hunter Biden, I'm sad, so I've got to do cocaine. I've got to have millions of potentially underage girls on my laptop. I've got to make shady dealings with corrupt government officials. That's what I got. My brother's dead. What do you expect? The media outlets that spread this disinformation. Now, free speech obviously is paramount. This is what, you know, we live every day through, free speech, freedom of speech. Your ability to get up on a soapbox, and as long as you're not creating some kind of a violent act, you can say and do pretty much whatever it is that you want. However, in this case, with this clear manipulation of the media, Hunter Biden, his story was put in mothballs, put in the closet, because these entities, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the MSNBCs, the CNNs of the world, did not want it to get out there because they were afraid it would cause Donald Trump to win that election. And they were right about that. But this was a real story. Even if you remember back when this was happening, every single person on the right just said, just report the story. Just report that there is a story. You don't have to take sides. You don't have to pick winners and losers. Just tell everybody that there's a potential story out there involving Hunter Biden's son and a laptop that was just riddled with corrupt activity. Couldn't get him to do it. So it turned into one of the most successful disinformation campaigns in modern American electoral history. Period. Without it, Joe Biden probably is not the president of the United States. Because less than 3 weeks before Americans were set to vote, the oldest newspaper in the country, right? The New York Post wanted to publish, they did publish it. They wanted to talk about it on Twitter. The Twitter feed got locked up, taken down. I tell you, Twitter and Facebook are just evil menaces. I know we use them. I use them. We all use them. But think about that for a second. Twitter decided on their own that this was non-story. They chose, without any real reason, no real evidence behind it, they decided to squelch this story and give Joe Biden the edge in the election. I mean, there are FCC rules. I got to be honest with you. I've been toying with the idea of running for political office. And I really, really, really want to. And I really think that I would do an awesome job if I was given that opportunity. But the FCC makes it almost impossible for somebody in my position to do it. You can't have both. Somehow my ability to have free speech daily on the radio handcuffs me when I want to be a part of the solution and run for a political office. However, Twitter and all of these other entities can bury a story and not face the wrath of the FCC. Now, how is that fair? It's not fair. That's the bottom line. It's not fair. So anyway, one of our favorites will join me a little bit later on in the third hour. His name is Stephen Bucci. Other than that, it'll be me and you, and we'll chat about a number of different things. I didn't even mention that while bombs were dropping out of the sky, I'll maybe talk a little bit about this as, you know, as we come back from a break. Joe Biden was out for a bike ride. A bike ride. While bombs are falling on Ukrainians and people are dying, and literally blocks upon blocks are being decimated by the war machine that is Russia. Biden's out for a bike ride at the beach. Wonderful. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Steve Huffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Every single day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed. You know, whether it's at gunpoint or knife point or just people walking in with no guns, no knives, looking intimidating, looking like thugs, looking like homeless bums who would kill you and have nothing to lose, and they steal everything in your store. And the police won't even come anymore. And it's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable using a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business. And get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. They know you're a fan of Wayne Root. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. As I'm looking over some of the cool messages that we're getting through social media, some folks out there in Vegas, I would love to be on the strip right now, man. I'll tell you, that'd be fabulous. Anyway, howdy to you guys out there and everywhere across the country on the USA Radio Network. Always appreciate everybody out there. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who will be back on Wednesday, Humping Day Wednesday. So, listen, a couple things I want to get to today. Obviously, we'll talk very seriously about Ukraine and Russia. We'll get into that. I do have a great guest coming on, one of our favorites from the Heritage Foundation. Tomorrow night, I'm going to have a whole bunch of guests coming on. One guy in particular, he will blow you away. I mean, he will be one of the great guests you've ever heard. And I don't want to let too much out of it until we, you know, lock it in for tomorrow. It's tentative. It's like 90-something percent that he's going to come on. But
He's unbelievable. But before I got to the break, I talked about Biden going for a bike ride on the beach. And, you know, I'm sorry, man. The pictures of him, the video, dopey helmet, hanging on like, you know, like the world depended on him having both hands on that steering wheel. And around. I mean, as a human being, I'm just praying he doesn't hit a pothole or a mouse doesn't run out and he has to turn. It's like a Saturday Night Live sketch. Sketch. I don't know what it is. I'm missing words today. Sketch. And I feel like I'm just waiting for him to fall. So the thought of him doing this again, weekend after weekend after weekend, while the world's on fire, it's mind-boggling. Like, who is advising him? I mean, again, we know why he's leaving. He can't stay in Washington. He can't do it. He's not capable, not physically capable of doing it. By the way, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, ranking member of the Senate Special Committee on Aging, recently wrote to the eight government agencies actually requesting information and steps that they are taking towards skyrocketing inflation. Of course, I'm sure that all eight gave him no response. But have you gone shopping recently? Have you gone shopping in a supermarket recently? It is absurd how much everything costs. I know I sound redundant. I'm sorry. But this is one of the major stories that's hitting everybody. And by the way, the other side of this, yeah, okay, everything is up right now. Depending upon what you're buying, I feel like some of the stuff is twice as expensive right now in some cases. My fear is that it'll never come down. Right, we know that this is a strange set of circumstances, right? We've got exploding price of oil across the globe and gases through the roof. I'm always afraid that when you see things get up this high, yeah, they trickle down a little bit back. But right now, if you're buying milk, it's almost $5 a gallon, depending upon where you live. But in Connecticut, it's almost $5. Now, prior to this whole thing with Ukraine, it was maybe $3.99, depending upon what gallon of milk you were buying. You could have got it for like $3.50. Now it's $5. So even if it comes back to $4.50 or $4.75, that's, relatively speaking, you're ending up paying, in some cases, 25% more. I can't afford. Can you afford to pay 25% more for everything moving forward? I got to think you can. I don't think we can. And there was a Bloomberg op-ed that slammed us common folk, basically everybody making less than 300K. Don't buy in bulk. Don't buy meat. Eat vegetables. Drive an electric car. Go out and buy one of those. Sure. No problem. All right. My name is Lee Elsie once again. Would love to hear from you guys. Give you guys an opportunity. You want to check in 833-WAR-TALK. You can call. If not, we got a lot to get to. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now!
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The battle continues in Ukraine as they've rejected demands from Russia to surrender Mariupol as the humanitarian crisis continues to unfold in that port city where over 300,000 people are believed to be trapped.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Way down the roots. Welcome back
The roof's on fire. All right, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the National Wayne Allyn Root Show, nationally syndicated, and because of people like Energized Health, they sign the front of the check and make sure that you don't have to. You don't pay anything. You get to listen to this show for free. Thank you, Energized Health. They're always sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, and they just went and got a patent pending on this science of intercellular hydration, the only patent pending in the world on the intercellular hydration science. So very, very cool. And Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, the mostly dangerous visceral inner body fat that, surrounds your organs, and you don't see it, and it's very dangerous. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, kept the fat off for over a year. Everywhere I go, people say, look great, look thin, and look far younger than, not only than your 60 years, but look far younger than when they saw me last time 10 years ago when I was 50. So it's kind of amazing. It's not kind of. It's amazing. And I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in the history of my show. They are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering every single one of my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off when you say Wayne Allyn Root or WAR or I love the Wayne Allyn Root show. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That, of course, is Wayne Allyn Root, and you will have him back live and in person on Wednesday night. Once again, just a reminder, my name is Lee Elsie. More about me, leeelsie.com, or you can go to my email and email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com, and back and forth we can go. So just to spend a break here talking about Ukraine and Russia, we'll do a little bit later on, certainly in the third hour. We'll do this quite often, but Ukraine's president, Zelensky, said in a video address released today that the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol is being reduced literally to ashes. Mariupol, which was, before the war, was home to around 450,000 people, has been under near constant attack from Russia forces since early March. There's satellite images showing significant destruction to residential areas. European Union Foreign Police Chief Josep Borrell said that Monday that what's happening in Mariupol is a massive war crime. So I don't know what side of the political aisle you come down on or whether you're pro-Russian. And I'm going to talk about this at the top of the third hour. I've got a couple things I want to do, but I want to talk about this because I want to play some audio associated with this. But I've been getting into this a little bit here on the national show, even more than my own local show, because I'm getting a more wide variety of folks who are emailing me or throwing me a message up on Facebook. And there is a chunk of the percentage of people out there who actually think what Russia is doing is okay. Not only okay, but I won't say condone it, although it does seem like in some of the messaging, there's some percentage of folks out there who are condoning it as if, we had a similar situation at our southern border. If Mexico was similar to what Ukraine is to Russia, it would be okay for us to do what they are doing. And so they talk about that. I just talk about this from the pure visceral spectacle that we are watching on a regular basis. You want to take the geopolitical aspect out of it, that we can do. Now, if you want to leave that in, of course, you want to talk about what is the smart play politically from the Russians, if in fact you think this is a smart play politically because Ukraine was a neutral nation, apparently, or supposedly for the longest time, even though they were essentially a puppet regime for Moscow until Obama had a seat change, if you will, and it became pro-West instead of pro-Russia, and that ended up making Putin angry, and he took Crimea, and now he's going for Ukraine. This is not really that hard to figure out from a geopolitical perspective. What you've got happening is you've got a dictator or leader who is trying to reclaim land that he thinks is rightfully his. What I'm talking about, when I get behind the microphone, and we could talk about the geopolitical part of it forever Sundays. I mean, we could do it all day, every day. I mean, I get it, right? There are certain advantages that Putin wants, and there are certain reasons why he's doing what he's doing. It's not hard to figure out. But I'm talking about it from a purely human aspect of it. That's what I spend most of my time talking. I,
you know, look at the pictures of the folks. I look at the burned out buildings. I look at folks getting, you know, blown to bits. I look at rubble on the streets. I look at people running for their lives. I look at kids running for their lives. I look at mothers being carried off in a stretcher and then eventually dying and all of that. And, you know, what's amazing to me is folks out there think that's purely propaganda, like none of that is happening. I don't know how you can think that. And then there are other folks who are thinking that, and we're going to hear from one of these former generals a little bit later on. He's talking about how Russia was too soft in the beginning, went too easy on the Ukrainians. And now they're essentially just a couple of days away from winning the war. So, I mean, I don't know what's gained. I mean, what I guess is gained in the long run of propaganda that would extend this war? Like, what is the benefit to who and to who? Is there a benefit to the United States or Zelensky? Or what's the benefit if this goes another 2 weeks, another month, but eventually the Ukrainians end up all either falling or dying or surrendering? Like, I don't understand this. There's always a reasoning behind propaganda. Like, what is the reasoning behind this? If it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to let this country fall, you know, why is the news reporting it this way? Or is it just because the news is reporting it this way because they want us to get involved? But we're not going to get involved. We're not going to set up a no-fly zone. We're not going to put boots on the ground. I know that, you know, in the past, even last night I said, there's going to come a point in time when Americans are going to slam their fist on their tables at home or their chairs at home, their desks at home, and say, I've had enough. I want to do something. But chances of this country doing something is remote. It would have to be something catastrophic, something nuclear, something really to that level before I think we would act here. More than what we're already doing. So we can go round and round on this, and we will if you'd like. I mean, it's up to you. I think, again, I was asked a question on Friday at a conference that I was at, and the question was, you know, basically asked to me by a congressman, former congressman, and we were having like a roundtable discussion, and you know, we'd all each stand up and answer certain questions that this congressman would pose to us, and then we'd have a debate back and forth. And I really wasn't ready for this question. I didn't think I was going to get asked a question anyway, so I thought I was just sitting there observing, but that was not the case. So I get asked the question, if it were up to me, is it in the best interest of the United States to set up a no-fly zone? And my answer was, it's not in the best interest for us to set up a no-fly zone, and it's not constitutional, really. It's not in the Constitution. It's not necessary for us to help out foreign entities. But I echoed that at the end by saying, or not echoed it, but I guess I countered that by saying, yeah, at the same time where it's not something that's probably in our best interest necessarily, it's really hard to watch it morally. From a humanity standpoint, if you're watching people literally just getting rolled over, and I know folks out there, well, it's not our business. Well, you can make the argument that there was the Brussels Accord, that it is sort of our business. We did kind of make an agreement, a gentleman's agreement, wink, wink, nod, nod, get rid of your nukes and we'll come to your aid. We're not fulfilling that. I know they're not a part of NATO, but that's okay, fine. It depends upon, you know, whose side you're really on. But is it in the best strategic interest for America to come to the aid of the Ukrainians? No. Not at this point in time. So again, how will history judge us? Well, they'll judge us on standing on the sidelines and watching this happen. Now, obviously, if history does repeat itself and Putin doesn't stop at the border of Ukraine, then things will take a drastic change. Things will shake out probably very differently for everybody. But it doesn't seem like, in the beginning, like we were all concerned, and not that this has gone away, this feeling hasn't gone away. There is still that threat of tactical nukes or some kind of advanced weaponry being dropped on the Ukrainians. I don't, like, there's no way you should leave out the possibility that these are either some kind of a chemical attack or, like I said, a tactical nuclear attack. Now, I don't know if that is going to happen. I can't predict that. I have no idea. But the more this thing, the farther this goes, the longer it goes, the more as I sit and watch it unfold, the less I think we're going to do anything. And from the standpoint of the United States of America and what's best for us, probably the best thing. Sadly, I hate to say it, as you're watching literally block upon block upon block of people's homes and buildings leveled, flattened, it's probably in the best, again, political idea to stay out. Humanity, different story. You'll be judged differently by maybe God above, maybe God looking down on us right now. This is a test for the United States of America that we're failing. Or maybe who knows what God's thinking? I don't know. This is something we've gone round and round for 22 days now, right? We're into week four, essentially, of this massacre. And Americans, at first, you know, you see the dead babies and moms and all that running for their lives. It's tough to watch. I told you it was going to be tough to watch. Anyway, okay. We'll come back with something a little bit different. I do want to get to the Supreme Court Justice. That maybe at the top of the hour. I've got some audio I want to play for that. A couple of other stories we can mix and match here. Once again, we're on these great USA Radio Network stations across the entire country, from one coast to another and everywhere in between, from Long Island all the way out to California. And we appreciate each and every one of you guys who are listening. Wayne will be back on Wednesday in case you're jonesing for him. We'll come right back, though, in just a couple of minutes. Once again, my name is Lee Elson. Keep it here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
You know, I've told y'all how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome back to the show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show, though, and as all of you understand, gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins are the answer to terrible inflation. They are the answer. They are the antidote to terrible inflation. I mean, there's no proof, there's no evidence, there's no fact that past performance equals future performance, but throughout history, gold and silver have been the one antidote, along with real estate, hard assets, to terrible inflation, and we now have awful inflation, like Zimbabwe inflation. So protect yourself and your family. My friends at Tangible guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, toll-free 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. They guarantee you the best prices in the country and excellent customer service, the best in the country. When you say war, Wayne Allen Root, you will get the VIP red carpet treatment. 800-300-8441.
All right, welcome back. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. A couple things. So I have the best listeners on the planet. It's just amazing. They go out of their way to find stories and articles they send them my way. I know Wayne gets the same treatment. Again, on the national stage, we get the best here in the state of Connecticut and Long Island and Rhode Island, et cetera, New York. It's just really amazing. Some of the things that I miss, these guys get. And one of our favorites who sends me multiple emails every day is a woman by the name of Jan. And Jan sent me something. She goes, I was looking for something light, but I guess it's not in my nature. And the title of that is Netanyahu warns Iran could take the entire world hostage if West approves the new nuke deal. Now, I say that kind of funny with a little joke and sarcasm, but yeah, that's really not light news, Jan. That's not really light. And the United States entering, if you enter into that nuke deal with the Iranians, you'd have to think, honestly, not that I don't already think this, but Biden's a treasonist. He's just as anti-American as you possibly can be, but that is floating out there. A couple other things, a couple other headlines that I wanted to share with you guys. And apparently the UN has set up safe spaces along the Ukrainian border and has reached more than 330,000 people with food assistance who are making their way either out of the country or wherever they can go to look for some safe shelter. Bipartisan senators call for more aid for Ukraine after a trip to Germany and Poland. I don't know how much more aid we've already given them. I think $13 billion. So I'm not really sure how much more we got to give them. And apparently Biden, again, is going to Poland. Why can't Biden go to Ukraine? Now, that would be Biden, Kamala Harris, and Pelosi, peacekeeping mission to Kyiv. That would be all for that. Let's try to champion that. Right? Send Joe Biden to try to negotiate some kind of deal between Putin and Zelensky. Right there in the center of it all. I mean, listen, if he's a regular tough guy, I mean, Corn Pop would go. Right? Corn Pop would show up. Hardscrabble Joe. Maybe take a swing at Putin. Maybe take him out back behind the school swings, right? Mano y mano. How long would that fight last? Putin versus Biden. What's the over-under on that? Like 9 seconds? 10 seconds? 12 seconds? I could actually say the same thing about Trump. I mean, the over-under might be for Trump would be, but maybe Trump might last 30 seconds before he has a coronary. I'm watching Biden ride around on a bus. Maybe Biden's, you know, swift-footed. Maybe he can duck and jab. There'll be an occasional hook. But I'm in all seriousness, I guess there was never a conversation that Biden would actually go to visit the Ukrainians. And somebody asked their people this week if that was thought of. Why would the president of the United States go to a country that's being bombed? Nobody would do that. No president would do that. It's just that this is the media. It's just stupid. It makes no sense. I tell you, they did have Psaki, man, backpedaling the other day when there was a reporter asking her specific questions about Hunter. And she would not answer those questions, and they kept on it for a little bit. Now, the rest of the folks in the press corps did not follow up. It was really only one rogue reporter, but they backed her up into the corner, and she just kept spinning, man. They had no answers for the questions about Hunter Biden, nothing. And how can you have an answer for it? Isn't Joe Biden the same president that says nobody is above the law? How many times did he say that? Nobody's above the law. Apparently Hunter's above the law. Apparently he's above the law. He's because he's the son. My son. Right? My son took a tough path because my other son died of cancer. Remember that? Yeah, sure. We saw, heard that story about 55 times. So anyway. All right. So here's what we got. Coming up after the top of the hour, we'll talk a little bit. I got to play some audio. There was obviously the Supreme Court get together today, and not that I'm going to play any audio from that. I didn't get a chance to actually watch that proceeding occur, but I did want to play a little piece of audio regarding that or similar having to do with that, and shows you the nuttiness of the left, the progressive left, and how they think about the world and everybody that's in it. So if you want to email me, you can, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. You can also give us a call. If you want to call into the radio program, 833-WAR-TALK or 860-464-9490. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pillow.com.